So you have a Hulk script for me.
Yes, sir, I do. And since a Hulk movie came out just a couple of years ago, we're gonna speed through all the origin stuff and just have him start out in hiding.
Oh, so this is a sequel?
Yeah, except all the actors and the style and the tone and a bunch of story elements are all different now.
So it's like a reboot?
Except it kind of picks up where the last one left off.
So it's like a re-quill?
Or a C-boot?
Or like a C-re?
What was that?
Oh, Apple is letting me test run some of their new software. No thank you, Siri.
So anyway, yeah, Bruce has been hiding out in Brazil and trying to avoid hulking out.
So he stays away from commotion and tries to remain calm?
Exactly.
Very smart.
And he also gets a job in a chaotic factory jam-packed with aggressive people.
What?
We're also gonna see him do a bunch of exciting stuff like shirtless yoga and shirtless breathing exercises.
Watching people breathe is tight.
Oh yeah, and that's an activity you can do pretty much anywhere.
I like watching people breathe while they sleep.
Oh, that's super creepy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so some bad guys want to track down the Hulk so they can weaponize him.
That kind of sounds like the bad guy's motivation in the Iron Man movie we're working on.
Oh, should I change it?
It's probably fine. I mean, there's gonna be a time gap between the release of the two films, so people won't mind.
How big of a gap?
1 month?
That should do it.
Great.
Anyway, so a bunch of soldiers are gonna shoot at the Hulk, but he's like bulletproof, so it doesn't do anything.
Oh, so they realize that the guns are pointless and it's useless to shoot him with them?
No, they're gonna keep shooting at him with bullets throughout the entire movie. They don't learn a thing.
Wow, huge waste of ammo. But what are they gonna do, not shoot him?
So anyway, the entire movie's gonna be Bruce trying to avoid being captured by the military.
Isn't that kind of what happened in the first Hulk movie? People thought that was kind of drawn out and boring.
Yeah, people did say that movie was kind of long, but this one's gonna be shorter.
Oh, how much shorter are we talking?
3 minutes.
Oh, fantastic.
Anyway, we're also gonna do a thing where Bruce wants to go visit his girlfriend at a university, but everyone's on high alert because the military knows he might try to get in touch with her.
Oh, wow, so it's gonna be tough for him to sneak in there.
Actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just gives pizza to two different guys and that solves all his problems.
Using pizza for stealth purposes is my third favorite way to use pizza.
We're also gonna have a scene where Bruce is about to bang, but he has to stop himself because if he gets too aroused, he'll turn into the Hulk.
Wow, feels pretty unnecessary to include that.
Oh yeah, it's super unnecessary, and we're gonna make everyone picture an aroused Hulk.
Oh, I hate that image is in my brain right now.
Yeah, it burns.
So what else happens in the movie?
Well, we're gonna have a bad guy turn into a bad version of the Hulk, and they're gonna have a big CGI fight.
Wow, that is exactly what we're gonna do in the Iron Man movie.
Wow, thank God they're coming out a month apart.
Well, actually, I think the bad guy with similar powers thing is gonna be something that's gonna come back a lot in the MCU.
Great!
So what else happens?
Well, some of Bruce's blood is gonna fall into the open wound of this scientist guy, and he's gonna start to transform into a monster too.
Oh, where's that gonna go?
Nowhere.
But like in a sequel or something?
Not even.
Well, okay then.
And at the end, we're gonna have a thing where Bruce is meditating again.
So fun to watch.
And then he's gonna open his eyes and look directly into the camera, and his eyes are green, and he's gonna smile.
Why?
Because movies do that sometimes.
But what does it mean? Can he control the powers now?
Maybe, I don't know. Movies do this, though.
How did that happen?
Look, I just want the main character to look directly into the camera and smile. We don't have to overthink it.
Well, okay then.
So what do you think?
It sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, I don't know how anyone could dislike this script.
Well, great!
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. Let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see pitches for.
We also have a ton of these on the channel that you could binge watch.
You could also share them on Facebook and Twitter. That helps us out a lot.
And if you haven't already, check out our new series, Theory Battle. In that, we have two theories go head to head and you guys decide which one's the most plausible.
And as always, check back soon for a new pitch.
Bye-bye.